הבוקר הצולי לנס, מצווה סטוקר.
Shoes, color, coat. The Rishonim ask a kasha, why is it that we know it when we eat in the sukkah we make a bracha, leish v'sukkah. However, when we go to sleep, we don't make a bracha. So Rishonim ask, before we go to sleep, a person should make a bracha, leish v'sukkah, and go to sleep in the sukkah. Why is it? Shema is also part of the mitzvah sukkah. So why is it that we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah? As we find in the Rishonim. Tezim brachas, Tezim brings two terutzim. One Tezim says, it's the Tezim of the Ri, Tezim says that he might not fall asleep. Since he might not fall asleep, therefore, we don't make a bracha leishiv asukah, because it'll come out that his bracha is a bracha vatol. So it's actually a chiddush, this Tezim of Tezim, that Tezim says if a person doesn't fall asleep, he's over on a bracha vatol, because one would understand that the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah is not the actual sleeping in the sukkah. When a person is sleeping, perhaps he can't be mekayim a mitzvah. He's an onus, he can't be mekayim any mitzvah. The mitzvah would be because a person, when you go at home, he goes to bed at night, he goes to sleep. So the Torah says, whatever you do in your house, on sukkahs, you have to do in the sukkah. That being the case, the mitzvah pashas would be to go to sleep. Meaning, even if he doesn't fall asleep, but he went to sleep, so on that he should be able to make a roch. But Tosafot still says that even though if he doesn't fall asleep, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Tosafot takes on, he has to fall asleep to be mekayim the mitzvah. Could be Tezis understands that it's not called going to sleep if you don't sleep at the end. Going to sleep is only when you sleep at the end. That could be how Tezis understands. That's one Tezis. Tezis brings a second Tezis. That's a Tezis from Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says that definitely a person requires a bracha on sleeping. Just the bracha on the eating patterns the bracha on the sleeping. And that's what Rabbi Natam says. Tezis bracha is not really mazav what's pshat. Tez just says that the bracha on the eating passes the bracha on the sleeping. The Rosh in Sukkah says that the eating is the ikkah of a person being kaveah, that this is his dira, that the sukkah is where he lives, that the achila is the ikkah, and sleeping is just tofel. That's what he says, it's tofel. So the bracha on the achila, which is the ikkah, passes the tofel of sleeping. That's what Rabbi Natam says. So these two terutim both all take on that avada person needs to make a bracha on sleeping. According to the Ri, he doesn't make a bracha because he might not fall asleep. And according to Rabbi Natam, he requires a bracha on sleeping, but the bracha on the achila passes the bracha on the sleeping. I just wanted to discuss this Rabbi Natam. It's a chiddush. Ik and tofel we find by Birchas Hanenim. When a person wants to eat something and he has an ik and he has a tofel, so we say, let's say an example, he has fish with mayonnaise. So we say his ikka eating is the fish, and the mayonnaise is tofel. So he doesn't require a broch on the mayonnaise, because what he's eating is the fish. The mayonnaise is just to help out the fish. But the ikka, so therefore he only makes a broch on the eating of the fish. On the mayonnaise he doesn't have to make a broch. When it comes to brichas on mitzvahs, pastors one would understand that before a person does a mitzvah, he has to make a broch. So if now he's eating, he makes a broch on the eating. And if he goes to sleep at night, Rabbi Natam holds you need a bracha. So you should make a bracha on the sleeping. How do we understand such a thing that you can have an ik and a tofel by brichas mitzvahs? So I found in the Sefer Maspik, the son of the Rambam, it's in Chelek Beis Perek Lamed, he brings two reasons why the chalal do make a bracha on a mitzvah. Brichas nene we understand. The person's nene. From Akash Gemara says the person's nene from Akash Baruch Hu. So yeah, before he wants to be taken from Akash Baruch Hu, he has to make a bracha. But why in a mitzvah? Why does one make a bracha? Let the person shock a lulav, let the person eat in the sukkah. Why does he have to make a bracha l'chlal? So he brings two tamim. The first time he says is kedei shabracha ta'ire bonu kavonas hamitzvah. Kedei that person shabs kavona for the mitzvah, so we make a bracha. So the person that makes a bracha, he makes leishiv asukkah, so he chaps that he's now going to do a mitzvah sukkah. So therefore he's mekayim the mitzvah with kavon. So therefore he makes a bracha before. And that's the first time. If that's being the time making on if the time of brichas mitzvahs is for kavona, then Rabbi Natam is still we don't understand. Why is it that you can say that there's an ikka of eating and there's a tofel of sleeping? If both need a bracha, so make for kavona for the eating and then kavona for the sleeping. How does it shaykh ikka and tofel by brichas mitzvahs? But he brings a second time. It's a big chiddush. That as he's up there, he says, "Vatam Hashem yarid al shamitzus manikos te'elis dosis v'gam hanos hanefesh l'shem ratir hakadoshim." He says the mitzvah gives the te'elis for Yiddishkeit, and it also gives hanos hanefesh. The nefesh gets hanos. And it's like v'hein k'moy macholim u'mashkoyis v'stomim hamo'ilim u'mahanim misaguf eitzakom ne'odom. And they like food and drink v'stomim hamo'ilim, which help out u'mahanim and give hanos aguf eitzakom ne'odom. V'im tzorich legadli l'shabcha l'hano gashmis. If a person has to be megadli l'akosh baruch hu and praise l'akosh baruch hu on hano gashmis, on eating food, on the gashmis to hano, kol shekin, he says, v'tzorich l'askin al hano ruchnis. Kol shekin, if a person has to make a brocha on gashmis, kol shekin has to make a brocha on hano ruchnis. If that's the time of Brich Samitzvah, after we can understand the time a bit. Since you're making a bracha on the Hano, so therefore here, the Hano you're getting, there's two meisim that you have to do, which you're getting Hano. You're getting Hano from eating in the Sukkah, and you're getting Hano from sleeping in the Sukkah, meaning the mitzvah that you're doing from eating and the mitzvah you're doing from sleeping, you're getting Hano from. Therefore, you have to make a bracha. So Zora bin Natam, since the Ikka of a person's kivea his dira, the Ikka of a person where he lives is where he eats. So therefore that's the main, and the sleeping is tofu. So therefore, since he made the bracha on the nene from mitzvah sukkah, from the achila, therefore that it patters the tofu of the sleeping. Maybe that could be pshat in Rabbein Natam. Taste in sukkah, taste brings us Rabbein Natam. Taste in sukkah, a different taste, the first taste was taste in brachas. Taste in sukkah says, Tosfos says, how is it that after we've taken the lulav and esrog, we can still make a bracha? The halacha is always that we make a bracha on mitzvahs over last yoson before you do the mitzvah. So Tosfos asked, once you've picked out the lulav and esrog, you've already made to the mitzvah. So how is it that you can make a bracha after you've already picked it up? So Tosfos gives a few tirutzim. One of Tosfos' tirutzim is that even after you've taken the lulav, there's still a mitzvah to shake. There's still a mitzvah of nanuim. Tosfos says, therefore, you can still make a bracha after the netila. Now, L'chari Tosfos is not to understand. If we understand the reason you make a bracha on mitzvahs, like L'chari is the pashtus is k'day to be ma'ir the kavana. K'day that person before he does a mitzvah shouldn't just do it stam, he should do it with a kavana, therefore he makes a bracha. So, on the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, the tila suluv is a mitzvah, the rest, and the shaking is only drabon. So Tosfos says, because you still have to shake the luluv, so therefore you can make a bracha even after. And there's no problem in making a bracha after. So L'chari, if the reason you make a bracha is for kavana, so where was the kavana on the mitzvah of the rest of the netilas luluv? In Ochanam you still have to carry on with the luluv to shake, but that's on your mitzvah abono. So even though it's a continuation of the mitzvah, but you didn't have the kavana on the shaking. However, if you understand Tosfos, that like the second time of the Sefer Maspik, that he says that the reason is kedei, that when before a person gets hano from the mitzvah, he has to make a bracha, then we can understand. Since the Rabbanon said that a person has to shake after netilas luluv, so therefore it's all one big mitzvah. So therefore we can understand the person can make a bracha on the hano even after mitzvah. He says the reason you make a bracha is legadlo l'shabchoy al hano gashmis. To megadlo k'shbrochon, to mishabechim on hano gashmis. If that being the case, a person can take hano and then make a bracha. So normal lechatchila you have to make a bracha before. However, taste there's a chiddush that if you're still going on with the bracha, going on with the mitzvah, you can make the bracha even after. So it could be taka taste shtosik. Both ways, taste says it seems from taste that the idea of a bracha is not as kavon. Yeah. Oh, the question is, so that's the two terutzim that taste gives on the kasha why we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. The shaila is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that every time a person enters to sit in the sukkah, he has to make a bracha. It's not on achila, not on sleeping. He makes a bracha every time he enters to sit in the sukkah. They paskins the Rambam. So the Gaon already is medag. That's not like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says you only make a bracha on achila, on eating, because that's the ikka, and that part is the tofel of the sleeping. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says every time a person enters in the sukkah to sit, he makes a bracha. So the Rambam seems it's not like Rabbeinu Tam. That's number one. And Bechlal, I think that the Rambam doesn't hold of this whole Svar Rabbeinu Tam. We said again, just to go over, the Sefer Maspik says two tamim why we make a bracha mitzvahs. The first time he says to be Meir Kavona, that a person should have Kavona before he does a mitzvah. And the second time is on the Hanor Ruchnis that a person gets from a mitzvah, on that he makes a bracha. The Rambam's got a shitta. it's famous that Shuvas Rashba asked the Kasha, why on stocker? Why when a person is stocker before he gets stocker, a person, he asked if a person should make a bracha, Shek Shon, his son, Litte in stocker. As they are the Rashba. So the Rashba answers the person might not accept the stocker. So therefore, in case he doesn't accept it, then you can't make a bracha. The Rambam's got a different shitta. The Rambam holds that you only make a bracha on mitzvah bin Odom Lamokim, not mitzvah bin Odom Lachaviri. Stock is a mitzvah bin Odom Lachaviri. On that, you don't make a bracha. So, according to that, stocker, it's possible that you don't make a bracha on stocker because that's a mitzvah bin Odom Lachaviri. Now, if the Rambam were to hold that the reason of brachas is of the hanor ruchnis that a person gets from a mitzvah, so why should there be a distinction between a bracha on midon lamokim and midon lechaviri? As if you've been odd lamokim, a person gets the hanos hanefesh of the mitzvah. Who had been by midon lechaviri lechaviri, a person also gets the hanos hanefesh of the mitzvah. So why is it, would the Rambam say that you don't make a bracha on midon lechaviri? It seems from the Rambam that you need more kedei to make a bracha on brachos mitzvahs. And if you go with the first reason of the Sefer Masbik, that's to give kavona, it could be that for mitzvah bin Odom Chaviri, you don't need kavona. That's some achrinim say. For mitzvah bin Odom Chaviri, you don't need kavona. Because mitzvah bin Odom Chaviri, the mitzvah isn't to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't to give the stocker, to do the action of giving over the pound, wherever it is, to the oni. The mitzvah is the fact that the oni's got from you, man. That being the case, why do you need kavon? Kavon is when you do a mitzvah, so you have to be mechavon. That this mitzvah is a mitzvah mitzvah. Bin Odom Lachaviri, the mitzvah is the fact that the oni's got the money, or whatever the Bin Odom Lachaviri is, but stock or the marshal, it's the fact that the oni's got the money. On that, it could be you don't need kavon. That being the case, it could be that's why the Rambam says, Bin Odom Lachaviri, you don't need a broch. Whatever Shai is, that's the Chaklon Rambam, that he doesn't hold of this territory of Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't hold that the reason you don't make a broch is because the ikka is achila, because the Rambam holds you always make a bracha whenever you enter to sit in the sukkah. That's what the Rambam says. So there is a third teretz. We've had two teretzim so far why they make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah. There is a third teretz. The Rogatchover gives a third teretz. The Rogatchover says, chidush. He says that the mitzvah of sukkah is not like we understand. Pashtus, we understand what's the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is, and whenever a person wants to eat, or he wants to sleep, or he wants to drink, whatever he does in his house, he has to do in the sukkah. That's the pashtus of mitzvah sukkah. The Rav Shlomo says no. The Rav Shlomo says the mitzvah is to make the sukkah your dira, to make the sukkah the place where you live. That's the mitzvah sukkah. So the Melech says the Rav Shlomo, he brings the Gemara, the Gemara Irvin says that the place where a person lives is mokim pita. Mokim dira is mokim pita. Where a person's bread is, that's where he lives. So the Rosh Hashanah, the whole mitzvah of sukkah is only eating. To eat, because through eating in the sukkah, you're making that this is where you live, and this is your home on sukkah. Masha'ing in sleeping, he says there's no mitzvah in sleeping. So what then? Why is there halacha that you can't sleep out of the sukkah? So he says you only can't sleep out of the sukkah because there's an issur to sleep out of the sukkah. Now there's no kiyum mitzvah in sitting in the sukkah, in sleeping in the sukkah. There's only an issur to sleep outside the sukkah. And sleeping outside the sukkah, on the issur we don't make a bracha. That's the issur. We only make a bracha on kiyum mitzvahs. On the surim we don't make a bracha. So Mele says the Rav Shlomo, he's got third teretz. The reason why we don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah is because it's only an issur not to sleep in the sukkah. And on the surim we don't make a bracha. Sorry? It's issur to be out. No, the mitzvah is to eat in the sukkah, kedei that it should be your place. So sleeping you don't have to, but you just can't sleep out. He says it is. Yeah, but the say this is it's an issa. In Rahman, you can have both, you can have even if it's mikperach la'asei, but it's an issa from la'asei. Because you have to be in the sukkah, so we understand that the pshat is that it's also to be out in the sukkah. That's what he says. Milchasimach says it by all mitzvah sukkah. Even achila, he says it's a issa type of din. So the Rav Shlomo says by achila and achila, the mitzvah is to sit to eat in the sukkah. That's a positive mitzvah. On that you make a bracha. And sleeping in the sukkah, he says we don't make because that's only issa to eat out. So that's what the Rav Shlomo says. But it's problematic because the Mishnah says Hayoshin tachsa mito. Lo yotzi de chivosi. A person who sleeps tachsa mitah on the sukkah is lo yotzi de chivosi. because he's got oihel, which was mastic between the schach and himself, so therefore it's not considered he was in the sukkah, says the Mishnah, lo yotzi de chivosi. Now, if the inyan of sleeping in the sukkah is just because it's also teet out, how does it shaykh say, loshen lo yotzi de chivosi, he wasn't yetzis chiv? And a person's over an aveir, we don't say he wasn't yetzis chiv, we say he was over the issa. It's not al sechiv. That's one aura. It's an aura on the Rav Chaim. And to say in the Rambam is definitely shver. Maybe he's not saying that he's going in the Rambam, but maybe this part he's not going in the Rambam. The Rambam says, we said, that you make a bracha every time a person enters the sukkah, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Not only achila. The Rambam says every time a person enters to sit in the sukkah, he makes a bracha. So from the Rambam it seems you don't only make a bracha on achila, because that's shver. You make a bracha whatever it is. So the Rav Chaim seems to be, the chayr in the Rambam is a bit, it's not so easy to say what the Rav Chaim says in the Rambam. Yeah, so I thought after the fourth parrot, which I should say in the Rambam, it could be, it's al derech what the Rav Chaim says. That again, the mitzvah of sukkah is not the eating, is not the drinking, is not the sleeping, whatever it is. The mitzvah of sukkah is to make sure that on sukkah, for sukkah stage shivas yomim, that on sukkah, this place, this sukkah is where you live. That's what you have to do. That being the case, it could be that the kiyum mitzvah is not the mice of eating. It's not the mice of drinking. The kiyum mitzvah is, it's the fact, it's the matzah of that this sukkah is where you live. That being the case, it could be that on that you don't need kavono. On that, it could be that you don't need kavona. The reason being, as we said before, the Achronim say, and they bring rise, that the Moshel Tzedakah, you don't, when we say mitzvah tzius kavona, it doesn't apply to Tzedakah. Because Tzedakah, the key mitzvah, and Adar bin Adar Chaver as well, the key mitzvah is the fact that the person was nana from you, or whatever it is. When do you need kavona? Kavona is only on a maisa. On an action you do, on that you need a kavona. It could be by sukkah as well. The mitzvah of sukkah is the fact that it's your dira. If that being the case, it could be kavanah is not required. Kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah is not required. The fact that it's your dira, that's enough. Kedei to be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore you don't need kavanah. Now, as we said, the Rambam passes you make a bracha every time you enter the sukkah, which would be mashma. There is the inyan of a bracha before the mitzvah kilu. You do have to be mechavan. But on that, the Achronim say that the Rambam holds that even though, like we said, the Rambam holds as a mitzvah that this sukkah should be where you live, but the Rambam also holds that there's both dinim. There's a din of poshut eating in the sukkah, a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, and there's also a mitzvah on the fact that this dira is your dira. Because the Rambam holds that you make a bracha every time you enter the sukkah, the Rambam says to sit down when you enter the sukkah. So I just want to end off. I'm not sure, but there is Rabbeinu Manoach. Kemat all the Shinim say, well, the halacha is that if a person is sleeping in the sukkah and it starts raining, so halacha is he goes into his house and he can sleep there. The shaila is, does one have to wake him up when Alois comes? We consider his sleeping is till Alois, the person generally sleeps till Alois. So, do we have to wake him up when Alois comes about? So, come out all the shenim, so you don't have to wake him up. And perhaps the understanding, because the person when he's sleeping is not mekayim a mitzvah, so therefore there's no reason to wake him up. Why should I have to wake him up? However, in the Rambam, Rabbeinu Manoach is redact from the Rambam, and the Rambam is mashma that you do have to wake him up. You have to wake up a person who is sleeping outside the sukkah, kedei that he should go into the sukkah. So it could be it's totally on this. If you learn that the kiyum mitzvah of sukkah is the action of kilu going to sleep, so then we say a person's sleeping is potter for mitzvah. There's no inyan of waking him up. However, if the kiyum mitzvah of the sleeping is it's the fact that he's in the sukkah, it could be that the person sleeping has also got that mitzvah. Therefore, this person has got a shaykh to the mitzvah. Therefore, it could be we have to wake him up. Yeah. Like upon him, we have four terutzim. To the kasha that the Rishonim asked. Rishonim asked, why is it that we make a bracha on eating the sukkah, not sleeping? So the Ri says he might not fall asleep. When Tam says, because the ik is achila and the shein of tofel, and we had the Rogachova wants to say that there's no kiyum mitzvah in sleeping. The kiyum mitzvah is only eating, and sleeping is just its osset out. And then we have after the fourth parents that it could be you only need a bracha, as we said, that the Rambam holds the idea of a bracha is The Sefer Masik says to be Mo'ir Kavona, and it could be for the mitzvah sleeping in the sukkah, there's no necessity for Kavona, because the Kiyum mitzvah is a mega dikah Kiyum, and therefore the Rambam says you don't require, but we were knowing that we don't require a bachur.